dish. So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
Yeah,
just boys. A small town girl.
He came in late, Bruce. He came in late.
Hey, can we turn the music down a little bit? Y'all play music too loud in this van.
Oh, come on. What about woofers? Huh? We got these woofers.
We just got these woofers.
Well, then why don't we play music that's got bass in it? Woofers are for bass.
We got two 10-inch woofers.
I don't want to tell you this, but I got some tweeters coming on the way.
Yes, we're going to put tweeters up there near the side view mirrors. Tape some tweeters there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We're going to have tweeters, bass, tens.
Yeah. CDs.
I got a bullhorn that I'm just going to put up next to the speakers also.
For what?
Louder music, louder, my friend.
Louder, amigo.
Come on, Meeg.
Migos.
Mon frere,
my brother.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Welcome to the Teacher's Lounge. Used to be the first, best, and only podcast about the goings-on of Hamilton High School.
Good.
Now, we're in D.C.
Yes,
we're in our van, and we are putting out, as yet, we're looking for what to call them, mini-sodes?
Yeah, tiny toads.
Cinnamon minis. Teacher's Lounge, the Cinny Mini Edition.
Cinny Minis. Yes. I like that.
Tiny Talks.
Teacher's Lounge,
tiny talks.
Small and silly.
Teacher's Lounge, shorter episodes.
Ooh. Shorter.
I like that, shorter episodes.
Teacher's Lounge.
Shorter.
The shorter episodes edition.
Yes.
Teacher's Lounge, all that anybody really needs.
Yes. Just enough.
The shorter episodes edition.
Teacher's Lounge, enough of the episode for you to not get bored.
Okay, Teacher's Lounge. All of those things, we'll string them together and we'll put them online like that. I am Todd Padre, political activist, theater director, actor.
I'm Howard Levis, also an activist, big-time activist, a big-hearted activist, you say. I care about things. I have a big heart.
So you're just an activist.
Yes.
You said a few things, but they were all activists.
Yeah, I'm an activist. Yeah. Well, no, I'm a lot of things. I'm a big-hearted activist. I care a lot, and I let people know.
Yeah, you're loud about how much you care.
Yes.
Hi, Bill Cravey, activist. Black sheep of the Cravey family, grandson of Thurgood Cravey, who was a big time political figure here in Washington, D.C., but I'm an activist.
Sam Weatherman, some people might say I'm a bit of a slacktivist, but I'm a real activist. On Facebook, I'm a slacktivist. In purpose, I'm an activist. Too many T's.
In purpose?
What is in purpose?
It's when you're serious.
You didn't just mean to say in person.
No.
You meant to say
in purpose.
In perpetuity.
In perpetuity.
So forever on purpose.
I'm an activist.
So why did that start to trend on Facebook, a slacktivist? You didn't show up to one of your rallies, right? And you were snapped running late to one of your rallies?
Yes, I planned a huge rally on the lawn.
Which one?
Not the mall?
On the lawn.
Of the White House?
No.
Of the National Mall?
No.
Where?
On my front lawn.
Okay, so you do own a rental property here in D.C.
That's right.
And you were late to a protest on your own lawn.
That's right. I own an Airbnb, and I forgot that I had rented it out to someone, but I was late to the protest that I set up on their lawn. So they called me a slacktivist.
Now,
and you were protesting anything general?
Yeah, just general protests.
And another super hosts on Airbnb. But you're rated, what is the rating they gave you?
I'm a bad host.
Bad host.
I'm like a super host, I'm a bad host. So it gives you a little warning.
A lot of the reviews are like, lingers a lot after we get to the place.
Yes. Yeah.
Not sure why there were photos of the Taj Mahal on the page.
Checks in frequently.
Not sure he still doesn't live here.
This is in DC, and he keeps saying walking distance from the Hollywood sign.
That's right. Technically it is. I've walked from DC to the Hollywood sign.
There's also one review I read that said, "Keep hearing noises in attic. Sounds like him."
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's me. That's me
you.
Up in the attic rooting around.
Looking rooting for around. Christmas ornaments.
That's right. All year I think about Christmas and I go, you know, because it's the one true holiday.
It's the one true Christ's holiday. Birth. No offense, Dan.
Yes, it's Christ's birth. It's Christ's birth. We saw a Jewish man walking by outside and assumed his name was Dan.
Right.
It's Christ's birth and it's not holidays, it's Christmas.
Christmas.
Yes.
More Christ.
That's right. It's a Spanish holiday where they wanted more Jesus.
That's right. Well,
no quiero Christ más. That's a Taco Bell slogan. We all remember it. Yes.
Well, of course.
Yes, they had that little religious talk.
Yeah. Piquito Christmas. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
But we are back in the van. We are stirring things up in Hollywood.
That's right. Which is what we call D.C.
Because
we know the glitz and glamour are really out here, baby.
This is the glitz and glamour. I saw George Clooney the other day.
I think it's George Stephanopoulos.
Stephanopoulos. Oh. No, George Clooney. Short guy. balding on ABC. Worked for the Clinton administration. George Clooney.
No, I think it's Stephanopoulos.
Oh, he did one for us, one for them.
Oh, he's doing the Scorsese thing.
Yes.
Good.
But we're seeing a lot of it's been fun to rub elbows with some of the big names.
It has.
Especially, you know, I'm trying to get my play off the ground. I'm trying to get some funding for Who's the Clowns.
And what is the story behind Who's the Clowns? What does that mean? It feels like a big take.
Well, it is. The whole idea is the whole time.
You seem like you're dead in the middle politically. It's part of it. Like, it doesn't feel like one side at all.
It's a genuine question. Who's the clown here?
Right. Well, I found if you pick a side, you could be wrong. So I'm wondering, who is the clown?
You're a classic centrist.
And so the whole premise is the whole audience has to get in clown costume and makeup when they get there. And we don't know. We're all the clowns at the end of the day.
That's interesting. And on stage, nothing happens and nobody comes out. Right. So everyone in the audience is dressed as a
blank stage, and it's very interesting to see what an audience of people who have paid.
The goal is to see what the crowd does, and the show's different every night because the crowd is different.
That's exactly
and they're all
right.
dressed as clowns, and they start. Wow. Sometimes they come to that realization that you're the point you're actually trying to make.
It was also billed as Seinfeld One Last Ride on the marquee.
Yes, it was $200 for Seinfeld One Last Ride.
Tiny parentheses, Who's the Clown?
Wait, in parentheses, also Who's the Clown? In parentheses, in the Porsche.
Big parentheses again for in the Porsche. So it was Jerry Seinfeld, small parentheses, Who's the Clown, big parentheses, in the Porsche. So it really reads like Jerry
and One
Seinfeld
Last Ride was not in it. One Last Ride was not in it.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a straightforward marquee, I would say.
Right.
But a lot of people are coming and saying, oh, we thought Seinfeld was retiring and this was his last show and maybe he's going to come out in his Porsche at some point. But we actually didn't see the Who's the Clown part.
Now we know why we're in clown makeup.
A lot of people are upset, but I will say this. Like Howard said, every night is different. One night, the whole audience got so into character, they all left in the same car together.
Wow. That's literally transformative.
It's transformative.
You come as a human, you put on makeup, and you leave as a clown.
You leave as a clown. Yeah.
What? The fucking whole audience showed up to my daughter's birthday the other night.
Yes.
And I was like, get the hell out of here. I'm doing the clown.
And they're all putting their hand out going, clown, pay the clown.
Oh,
pay
my
the clown.
God. They're throwing their hats down. Somebody left their big shoes.
So a bunch
in
of clowns
bedroom.
Came to your daughter's birthday and started busking.
So they're playing Wonderwall.
I'm surprised you went to your daughter's birthday.
So they're busking.
I didn't want to go.
In clown.
She caught me.
She caught you at the house.
She caught me for the fucking the BJ's hobnobbing with DC's biggest.
Yeah, you were at the BJ's. You bought a table of Pazookies. You said, this round's on me. And everyone thought you meant beers, but it was Pazookies.
I will not pay for people's alcohol.
Well, that's the big thing in DC that we're learning is a lot of big business is done over deep dish pizza and Pazookies.
Absolutely.
Yes, deep dish cookie. Deep dish cookie.
Deep dish.
Well, deep
cookie.
Dish cookie is when you eat a little bit and then leave before the bill comes.
Me, yeah, yes. Well, me and Lindsey Graham dined in Dash the other night. It was wild.
So your daughter.
So I blew up my daughter's party, or I tried to. She caught me.
She got you. So you came and you said, "I'll go, but I'm going to be the entertainment."
I said, "If anybody's doing tricks, it's my ass."
That's good. You got to stay involved in your children's lives.
No, and it's interesting because Thurgood Cravey was integral in getting Kennedy elected.
Yeah,
that's right.
He was a kind of a Southern Dixiecrat, and he was very integral in the shooting.
Well, hey, let's just say he had a ton of grass stains on him later that day, if you know
right.
what I mean.
That's right. He was the guy that, in the video, you can kind of see someone army crawling across the lawn.
Yes, and screaming like, with a high voice.
And he, the big issue was he could have made a good escape, but his toupee fell off, and he kept insisting that it was not a toupee.
Right.
And it was like, just leave. Don't make a scene now.
Yes, he was embarrassed. His hair... His need for hair eventually, you know, like
killed him.
But yeah,
we've seen that a thousand times.
Well, he died on the table at the hair plant office.
That's right, at Bosley. He died on the table at Bosley. They were doing an open heart hair transplant, and he died.
It's a twofer.
He died.
It's a twofer.
Well, he's like, if I'm going under, I'm getting more hair too.
Oh yeah.
So he had Bosley and some valves replaced.
The Bosley guys were like, we have our own studio. The heart transplant guy was like, well, I have my own.
Well, they brought in Fabio's brother's hair in a little igloo cooler.
That's right.
They rushed it over.
Yes.
Because he died in a different... He actually got hit by a bird on a...
He got hit by a bird on Tatsu.
And died.
And
Fabio...
And that's why Fabio won't laugh about the time he got hit by a bird. If you want to Google Fabio like, hit by a bird, you understand what we're talking about. He got hit by a bird on a roller coaster. But his brother got hit by a bigger bird, and it went right through his head.
His brother got hit by an albatross.
Yes.
16 wing, clipped his head clean off.
Yeah. And the ride wasn't even going at the time. It was just a fast albatross. Luckily,
it was San Francisco.
The hair was untouched.
The hair was untouched. I was on the list for a hair transplant. They brought it in a little cooler. And, and we put it, but they also redid my heart a little bit.
Oh, this is about you now.
Oh, no.
No, it's because passed down through your genes, it feels like you. That makes
sense. Well, if they didn't have the fucking hair estate tax, maybe I would have my granddaddy's hair.
And this has been your big, big cause is the hair estate tax.
What if my granddaddy had hair? Why does the government take it away after he dies?
See, Bill,
and give really it good question. To poor people.
Because your granddaddy earned that hair.
He earned that hair. He waited for Fabio to die. Fabio's brother to die.
And Bill, this is your most conservative stance.
Well, yeah, because I'm dead in the middle. We're all pretty much dead.
You know us. We're equal opportunity. We call out crazy when we see it.
I agree with the last person who spoke.
Could be Obama.
Yeah, and you can be socially liberal and fiscally conservative. It makes perfect sense.
Well, I'm actually socially conservative and fiscally liberal.
You're poor and mean.
Yes.
Yes. You're poor, you have no money, and you give it all away, but you're also a prick to everybody who isn't like you.
Absolutely.
Well, that's one way to do it. It's the opposite of how everyone else does it, but...
And Howard, you went on to Alex Jones' show.
I was on InfoWars. I'm sure everybody saw the clips.
On the Gateway.
It was the only Alex Jones video to not go viral.
That's right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But we watched it. We all watched it.
Yeah. I thought I had a great showing. I got my point across really well.
So you think people should be able to shit anywhere? That's your bathroom law.
I think the solution to gender-neutral bathroom laws is make everywhere a bathroom. Mm-hmm. That's the way we did it. Why are we trying to be so advanced? Like,
so you're location neutral. You're not just gender neutral. You're location neutral.
Why do we care where anybody's using the bathroom? If they're not embarrassed to pop a squat in the middle of a subway.
It's unsanitary.
Come on.
I was ashamed to agree with Alex Jones.
You heard my point there. Have you seen this world we're living in? This world is disgusting. Adding a little piss and poop on the ground anywhere isn't going to change anything, okay? What? I have never been to a single place in this whole goddamn country that is clean and doesn't have germs on it, okay?
I'll take it from a guy with ringworm and hookworm. This stuff can be bad for you, okay? If you're walking around in dirty floors all day, shoes off.
You also have square worm, right?
Yeah.
Well, I have square worm, and for $19.99 a month, you can get your own square worm. Mark Maron uses square worm to promote his website.
So it's a worm that lives around your belly button that helps you make a website?
It helps you make your own personalized website. So let's say you've got a cooking blog you want people to see. Mm-hmm. Take a little square worm. And that's actually our sponsor this week.
Square worm.
Get a website built by a worm that you've contracted.
Do you play guitar and are tired of just uploading videos to YouTube? Why not make a website on Square Worm of you playing guitar?
So there was a big story that ran in the Post this week that said Alex Jones finally lucid. And it was...
A lot of people say made
him go normal.
Yeah, a lot of people said I am the reason that he is normal now.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd ever hear those words about somebody else in context.
He said, "Now that I've seen this, I understand how crazy I sounded to people."
It's unbelievable how the public has turned on him too. Everybody thinks Alex Jones is normal now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the
because
cool
of
thing
how
is,
weird you seem.
Yeah. And but you know, I made lemons out of lemonade in this.
okay.
I made lemon.
That's not what you want.
Okay. Well, I made a good thing out of a bad thing here. Alex Jones got so uninteresting. He just walked out of the studio, and he actually left me the InfoWars studio.
Yes.
So I have now.
What a mouthpiece.
So now I obviously.
And you go right out to all the subscribers.
Yeah. I live stream every day from 6:30 p.m. to midnight.
You quickly got into.
6 to midnight.
6:30 p.m. to midnight after supper.
So you quickly got into.
You eat supper? Sorry, Bill.
What's supper?
Huh? It's dinner. It's a cute way to say dinner.
Supper involves like you're probably eating a lot of turkey, mashed potatoes. You've got all the sides.
It's from the past.
It's from the past. Yeah.
It's a shared meal. I invite people over. We have supper.
I didn't even know people had supper in the cities.
Yeah.
I thought that was strictly on the plains.
Not shying away from any of the topics though on your new InfoWars.
You don't get famous for your takes by being in the middle like you guys, okay? By taking the common stance, by approaching arguments from a perspective of like truth, reality, like even temperedness, logic, none of that stuff, rationality. No. Mm. The way that you get seen in this city is by going huge. Okay? Yeah. And I'm tired of playing the back. I'm tired of sitting in the back seat, both literally right now and figuratively in my life.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Someone's got to take the back seat.
No, I don't. I'll do it. I'll gladly do it here, but I will no longer take the back seat in my life.
I cannot hear you back there.
Yeah. You're wearing headphones. We're talking into microphones.
The
AC is blasting.
Okay. Well, I don't care if you guys can hear me. I just want the world to hear me right now. Howard Levis is no longer a little bitch.
Oh.
Howard Levis is standing up for himself, and you can hear him every night from 6:30 p.m. to 12 midnight.
Right after supper.
Have a little supper. Listen to Howard's.
After supper, I'm doing a show about how I'm not a little bitch.
But you can listen to my streams
Howard,
at InfoWars.com.
I am honestly worried about this direction for you.
Don't be worried. I'm completely under control.
I think that sometimes when you are on microphone, you can get a fan base of people that like what you're doing, and it's it's kind of a closed loop. It reinforces you.
Uh-huh.
And you're not hearing the rest of the people in the world that hate what you're doing.
If you have 1,000 fans and there's 300 million people in the U.S., it's not a great ratio.
It's a low ratio.
Okay, well, what does that mean for me?
It means I think you should broaden out your mind a little bit and not just get the positive.
Get in the middle. Listen. No,
get in the middle.
Get in the middle.
Well, no. I agree with Howard in some ways that popularity is king here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I don't think that playing right in the middle is the way to do it. For me, I've been hanging out with these lobbyists. I found that swinging wildly from side to side, depending on whoever pays you money that week, is really how you shake things up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? 1 week I'm Democrat. 1 week I'm Republican. 1 week I'm Green Party. 1 week I go to Santa Barbara with Ross Perot. It is so confusing. It's so confusing that people don't understand.
You and Ross Perot went to Neverland Ranch for a week.
That's right. Well, it's vacant. It's open.
And Perot just rents it out sometimes.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Perot and I had a blast, and it felt like a reminiscent experience, me and Perot. I don't know.
How's he doing?
He's rough. He's rough. His ears are bigger than ever. He's disintegrating. Yeah. He's disintegrating.
He's disintegrating. He's doing like Infinity War.
He's shorter. He's thinner, and he does not fill up his suit.
Does
anymore.
He look like sort of post-snap Infinity War where Thanos has made the snap? And
only
he's
the hair so far, but yes.
There's
yes.
parts of Infinity War where they keep cutting to Ross Perot slowly dusting away,
and he goes, "Wouldn't be prudent. Wouldn't be prudent." Is that Perot?
That's not at this juncture, I think. Is the George Bush that's impression Bush. That that's Dana Bush. Kirby did.
Oh, but Perot yeah. does all those old SNL things.
Wait,
he's hilarious.
Perot does impressions of Dana Carvey doing George Bush?
That's right.
Perot now that's
is a
an
big
inception.
SNL guy.
That's funny.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm sort of, I don't know if I'm all the way in, but I'm feeling like lobbyist is something that I can sort of grab onto.
I'll tell you this, knowing you and knowing your personality, it feels yes. like that is exactly the place where you need to be,
I agree.
Sam. It
I
feels
agree.
Like you can slide right in. You've got history. You've been an agent. You've been a guru.
That's right.
You know, you've done a lot, and I think that's a perfect world for you. I think you could do a lot of good there by well, doing you. A lot of bad, thank as you. They say.
Now, I'm... a little worried about this.
Really?
Yeah, it just does feel like this is going to be... You're going to hold a lot of power in your hands as a lobbyist. And if you have no morals or ideals, it can be a little dangerous.
Well, I think everyone in the room knows Sam Weatherman knows what he wants.
Okay.
Okay? And I think it's been proven from my past actions that when I set myself on a course... I'm unmoved.
Really? Because you lost your mind when a bunch of little robot cowboys didn't want to be your sons.
What? I did?
Yeah.
That was so long ago. Well, I don't even remember that.
So what lobbies are you kind of working with so far right now? I saw you with the asbestos people.
Yes.
I saw you with Hobby Lobby.
With Hobby Lobby, I'm with asbestos. I'm with...
As best as we can.
As best as
I
we can.
I saw you with the Lobby Lobby.
I'm with the Lobby Lobby saying that most hotels should be much more lobby than they are. I'm also with Big Pharma. I'm with Big Tobacco. I'm with Teeny Tobacco.
Teeny Tobacco.
Uh-huh. I'm with Mom's Pharma. Homeopathic.
What about Pop's Pharma?
I would never work with that motherfucker. Are you kidding me? The popcorn guy? So yeah, I'm in bed with a lot of these big guys. I'm in bed with Target. I'm lobbying for Target.
What about it?
What do you mean? Well, I'm not sure of their platform yet, but we're just trying to take over.
You're just
you
know greasing the wheels.
We're greasing
you're
the wheels.
Still early stages.
Well, Target's big plan is to take over Amazon. So that's what I'm helping with this
I
year.
Bet it is.
Regulations, you know, how can we put tariffs on deliveries?
But the crazy thing is you're also in bed with Amazon.
That's right.
So you're playing both sides.
Well, and you're also in an Amazon bed, right?
Right.
I'm in an Amazon bed, but me and Bezos are also in a little bit of a
trice. Well, you were in the background of a lot of his nudes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people take nudes alone,
uh-huh.
but he seemed to take a lot while you were kind of like cooking in his house.
Well, let's be honest, guys. Those were not about Bezos. They were about me in the background.
I see.
Like, look what I'm showing off.
He was showing off that he was with Sexy Sammy's back.
Yeah, he knows. We all know.
We all know.
We know my history and how cool I am.
My favorite thing about this Sexy Sammy persona is your big suits. Once you go into Sexy Sammy, you start wearing the opposite of sleekest suits.
Thank you. They're all from a thrift store. They're all thrift stores.
A thrift store trash can, right?
Yeah, excuse me. I don't want to pay for these. They're from a thrift store trash can. It's like when you go to Buffalo Exchange to try to sell some of your clothes on consignment, and they said,
I went there with a lot of buffalo, and they were like, what are you doing? I was like, I want some different ones.
I'm looking for an exchange. These guys are idiots.
You had like buffalo back meat, and you wanted some thigh meat.
I had seven or eight live buffalo.
Oh,
you traded those. You traded eight live buffalo for a tank top and a flannel?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, they were going to give me store credit, but I just took the cash, so I got
$8. That's a good deal for eight buffalo. $1 a pop.
I know.
That's $1 a buffalo.
That's good.
Well, I just wanted to do a quick plug for my new play. Again, if anyone wants to come see it, Seinfeld's there. It's Seinfeld's One Last Ride. Please come check it out. And I think we're going to find out who is the clowns.
Okay.
Good.
And I think, as we always do, we're kind of looking for the segue to the end of the episode right now.
Right.
It seems like you didn't realize hosting would be so hard, Todd.
And this is not hard at all. We got a great show for you today.
That happens at the beginning.
This is one of my favorite shows. This is probably the best show we've ever had. And I know I say that a lot, but I mean it this time.
He's doing Conan's.
You're doing the string dance from Conan?
He just no cut one, can one see of the this. Strings.
Ow. Ow.
From your leg hitting the floor?
Yeah, ow. I don't know how that guy does it. Okay. Okay.
Wrap it up. You got it, Todd.
Come on, Todd. You got this.
So after the break...
we're not coming back.
Has this ever happened to you?
He's doing an infomercial.
Come on, Todd, just get to Stay Flippy.
And so, hey, Paul, did you hear about this?
Yeah, asked you if you wanted any gum.
Don't enable it.
Yeah, thank you. Paul Schaefer on the keys, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, thank you, Sam. A little help here, a little support.
I asked you if you had any gum.
Yeah, you guys didn't know Paul had Sam had a Paul Schaefer impression.
Wachini?
Oh, Regis over there.
Yeah.
Well, that's Regis talking about Joaquin Phoenix.
Wachini?
All right, so
a reference no one will get.
We got Regis Philbin, we got Paul Schaefer, we got Todd Padre. Anybody else want to support me in here? Or no? Okay, well, we got it exciting.
For the record, a big non-support from Howard.
Non-support.
Now,
hey, man, you support me, I'll support you. That's what I always say.
The NFL's Tiki Barber is going to be here after the break. We got Tiki Barber, and he and I are going to play a little game. We're going to sing a song and play a game together.
Which one is it?
We're going to play a little game, and we're going to do some karaoke afterwards.
The Roots.
Here we go, Todd. We're done.
Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, the Roots are in the house.
Best band in late night.
Best band in late night. Yep-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba.
The Conan
That's back
song.
To Conan.
The old Conan song.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Have a great week. We're off next week.
for
the Olympics.
No, it's not.
But we'll be back with Marv Albert.
The NBA announcer?
Tiki Barber.
We got Tiki Barber after the break. And in 2 weeks, we got Marv Albert, and he's going to explain that thing he did where he assaulted somebody.
Stay flippy.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You got to hit the road. Pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kevin. I am the Teacher's Lounge producer turned unpaid intern. Apparently, the guys needed to make budget cuts for guitar lessons. Anyway, if you like the show and want to share it with your friends, seasons 1 through 5 of The Teacher's Lounge are available on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever else podcasts are enjoyed. Grab some Teacher's Lounge merch at podswag.com and rate and review the show on iTunes. They wrote, end with something funny. No.